Continuing Hilchos Shabbos on page 102 on Daf Nun Alpha Beis, ending the Simen of Ein Reish Beis, Sif Yud, regarding on what could a person make Kiddush. Says Machaber, Birchas Yain Shal Kiddush, the Bruch of wine of Kiddush, Pertechas Yain Shal Pertechas Suda, that exempts the wine that you can have in the middle of the meal. Veinaton Bruch Lachar, but does not require Bruch Achreina, because the Birchas Amazim Patarate, benching after the meal, exempts the Bruch of the wine of the Kiddush. Vein Shal Akais, whether it's on the cup, Vein Shal Ein Alakais, whether it's not on the cup, says Ramah, Vayam Le'el, Simko Vayndal, Sivav. Says Mishbu Sivkat Lamet Hei. So the Bruch of the wine of the Kiddush, Peitechas, it exempts the wine that you get in the middle of the meal. The kimetshu b'makamis hasuda, because since the kiddush is in the place of where the meal is, so chesuda is considered as the needs of the meal. Machmasa huba, and is coming because of it, and therefore it exempts the wine that's sipkal lamadvav shabatechas suda, that's in the meal. Mibirchas by prayer government for making its own by prayer government. But then the same thing is shabatechas yan shalachasuda, it exempts the wine that's after the meal, at least if it's koyin mechazamaz and before benching. The sharatin isman bav says that the halacha of Sivka Lamed Hei is from the Labush, and they said, nafkamina from this is that even if, as someone made Kiddush, before the Tfilas Yadayim, like Arminig, even though by Havdalah some say that it does not exempt, only makes Havdalah after the Tfilas Yadayim, like you say in Sim Kofayin Dal Zabdalad, here it's different, and there it's considered as part of the meal, even though you made it before the Tfilas Yadayim. Sivkatan Lamed Zayin, and it does not require bracha chayin because the brachas amazim patarate benching exempts the kaisel kiddush who gam came bechalad varma b'mach masudu, because the cup of kiddush is also considered things that come because of the meal which benching covers for. Sivkal amachas and Ramos said v'ayin le'el simen kovayin dal hanya, that is the shem avud, that we see the fill hoy lo yain kalab b'techa mazim, even if he did not have wine during the meal gam came poitah brachas mazim kaisel kiddush, even so the benching is going to exempt the cup of kiddush. Simen reish ayin gimel shia kiddush b'makam suda, that the kiddush should be in the place where the meal is, the boy's ayin sipen, the seven paragraphs. That's mechabes avalf in kiddush b'makam suda, kiddush is only in the place where the meal is. U'bevayis echad, now if it's in one house, mepin lepina, from one corner to another corner, chashem akamechad, that's considered one place. That is shem kiddush lecha b'pina zu, that if you make kiddush to eat in one corner, v'nim lech lecha b'pina ches, and you change your mind to eat in another corner, afilu trak and gadol, even if it's a large hall, and the tzorch lech the kaddush, he does not have to go back and make kiddush again, hagasad rama, u'mevayis l'sukkah, from a house to a sukkah, chashem k'mepin lepina, says the Mordechai in Perkav B'sach, and it's considered like from one corner to another one. Says the Mechaber further, Yeshem, some say, Shekol Shurim Mekoimoi, as long as you see your place, Afilu Mebayis L'chatzah, even from a house to a courtyard, and it's Achlech L'Kaddish, you would not have to go ahead and make a new Kiddush, it's like considered Kiddush Makom Suda. Yeshem, some say, Shem Kiddush Makom Echad, make Kiddush in one place, Avdas Lecha B'makom Acher, with the intention of eating somewhere else. Shabbatami, that's okay, says Ramav, Ein Le'el, Reish Shem Kofayin Ches, look in the beginning of Shem Kofayin Ches. Says the Mechaber further, V'hu Sheyu, Shnei HaMekom is Bevayis Echad. That as long as the two places are in one house, like for example one room to another room, or igla aro, from the roof to the attic, from the ceiling, from the roof to the ground, and says Rama v'chinika, and that's the primary halacha. Says Mishbur Sevkat Al. We said kiddush is only b'makom suda, in the place of where your meal is, because the chesuvik says in the pasuk, but karas l'shabbos einig, you should call out that for Shabbos a delight, meaning b'makom einig, in the place of where the light is, shuasud which that's the meal, shom teher kriyas kiddush, that's where you're going to call out, that is the nusach of what you're making of kiddush. So there has to be b'makom suda. Sivkot and beis. Now, and we said in one house, from one corner to another corner, that's considered the same place, that if you make kiddush lechel b'pina zu v'chulu, to eat in this corner, and you change your mind to eat another corner, even large hole, you don't have to go out and make kiddush again. All the more so, kiddush al das lechel b'pina acheres. If you make kiddush with the intention of eating in another corner, and not that you subsequently change your mind, the shabbat that's for sure okay. Sivkot and gimel, and v'nim lech lechel v'chulu, and you change your mind to eat another corner. But even though that's okay, but initially tovishle losim emakam shekiddush, it's better not to move from the place where you made kiddush. Oh yesh machmirin, because those who are stringent gam b'pina lepina, even from one corner to another corner. If that was not what he had in mind when he made kiddush, lechel pinachers, to eat in the other corner. But if he had in mind, then it's logical that one does not have to be stringent regarding this. The Sharat Sitin Eisdal says, look at the Magen Avraham, which sounds like that he holds that from the fact that Mechaba used the terminology of after the fact, like it's forbidden, but the truth is not approved, because maybe just seeing as a kiddush, as it's written in the Bir Hagra, which as the Dirshu 3 brings, that is that even if he did not have in mind from the beginning to eat another corner, however, the Kiddush is effective for the whole room. And that's how it's written in Chiddush Rabbi Yehuda. Look over there. And specifically, that even from one room to another room, the Pindur Amar later on is that we hold primarily that if you had a mind from that from the beginning, you don't have to make Kiddush a second time. So it's enough that we're going to be stringent over there regarding the Ketchila and not from one corner to another corner, which Dershu 4 brings it. We see from his words that he understands the Pindur Amar Abraham, that even if his intention was from the beginning to eat another corner, that's also considered Bidiyevit. Tila David writes, it's possible even according to the Amar Abraham, if he initially did have that Kabana, then it would be permitted even the Ketchila. Sivkot and Dalad. So I said that if he changed his mind to eat Bepina Ches in another corner, you don't have to make Kiddush over again. But if he changed his mind to eat in another room, even if it's in the same house, you have to go make Kiddush over again, because he did not have that in mind at the time when he made Kiddush, which the Dershu 5 brings. But if a person is normal, as like most people, to go from one room to another room in the middle of eating, and everything's beneath the same roof, Shleim Zaman Blayashav hold regarding the obligation of bracha b'shina makom, change of place, that even if you go from one room to that you don't normally eat in, even go to a room that you don't normally eat in, it is considered like you had a mind initially, and that would not be considered as shina makom, as a change of place. Sivkot and hey, the Ramah said that mibayis l'sukah b'chulu, from a house to a sukkah, that's considered like from one corner to another corner. That is kagoyin chiyodi gushamim. Let's say we was raining, so the kiddush b'bayis, make kiddush in the house. Vachka pasuk gushamim, then the rain stopped. But it's like a pasuk, now he wants to eat in the sukkah, but didn't happen. The same thing is the other way around. Shakiddush pasukah, he made kiddush in the sukkah. Chiyodi gushamim started raining, but it's like a b'bayis, now he wants to eat in the house. But chol zeh, in all these situations, into the kaddish, this does not have to make kiddush a second time. Now, my is too much. The sukkah b'techa b'bayis, the sukkah is in the house. So you just take off the roof. Benjamin hepsik mechitz aches, and there's no other interruption of any other partitions. Rak mechitz sukkah, you just have the walls of the sukkah. But it's really there. He holds. Since the partition of the sukkah is not meant for utility, as like a separation, only the mitzvah sukkah is like considered one corner to another corner without any partitions. The kamla, which we hold, even if we did not have that in mind initially, you don't have to make kiddush a second time. Now, aval mitzvah sukkah labayis, which many people have, but if the sukkah is made beyond the house, that the walls of the house separate, it's like from one room to another room. Because if he did not have in mind initially, so he would have to make kiddush a second time, unless if he could see his original place, come on, like we'll see later on, which some people do have that with their sukkahs on their porch. Now, that's the explanation of the word Ramah. Explains. Now, since there are halachic authorities that disagree on all this, like explain the bir halacha and the masam bais la sukkah. Okay, therefore, toiv, it's good kishadayt halacha acha kiddush as the ras la suda. If subsequently a person wants to uproot the place where he made kiddush to where he's eating his meal, sheyishne mitzchila reviyas yam b'makom hu, first drink a reviyas log of wine in that place, the oz chashva deizay kum sud l'kaman, that is at least considered like a meal in its own right, as we'll see later on. So therefore, then you will yet to kiddush will come out. But then, according to everyone, in tzarich shabbat kaddish, you don't have to make kiddush a second time when you move your place. Which Sharatin Oishei says, now if a person removed his place from a sukkah to a house because of rain, so then they could eat it because there's a bread in the sukkah, then it's considered b'makom suda through that, as we'll see later on. Sif cotton vav. So there was a yeshayim that says that is shakol shalei mekoyme, as long as you see your place, then even from a house to a courtyard, you don't have to make kiddush over again. Because shakim shiochel b'mekoyim hasuda, because since he could, in the place of where he's eating his meal, lirusas hamakom shekiddush, to see the place of where he made kiddush, I feel there chalain even through a window. I feel the rak mikdam become even though he only sees some of the place. Chashav akol kamakom echad. So then again, it's all considered like as if it's all one place. Sivkot and zayin, and that's I feel the mevayis lachatzah even from a house to a courtyard. And what then the same thing is mibayis labayis, from one house to another house. And roim mekomei, if he sees his place. And the inchvila yochad kavu b'meisach ha'meisach shom and mavzik b'neim. You don't have an individual's path that's there all year round, summer and winter, separating between them. So that's also okay. It's considered like b'makom suda. Now says Mishrova, ain't listen mechadasi yeshemir azeh. One should not rely on the opinion of this yeshemir. Rak l'indi yavid b'shasat chak, only regarding after the fact in the pressing situation, shaliyach listed b'makom hakiddush, that you cannot make the suddin in place of where the kiddush is. But if not for that, yizam oid, one should be very careful. Shaliyachim and bais l'bayis al diri samakom, not to be lenient with this from one house to another house through seeing the place. Because there are later authorities that are stringent even regarding after the fact. The Sharatzi and Eischez brings that to the Shulchan Aruch. Rav writes, and there are chaim. It sounds like that even with the evan, one should not be lenient through seeing a place from one house to another house, unless he had this in mind from the beginning. And his reason is, because then you could combine for that the opinion of Nissan Goyen, as Ren Eli Rab, which his opinion is that even from bias to bias, his intent is effective. And Sevin Evan Ezer, previous in Simikar Kafayin Ches, he's stringent that seeing a place does not help from bias to bias, even if he had this in mind from the beginning. However, it seems that after the fact, because of concern of Baruch Levitala, one has to be concerned with the Bnei Yashayim not to go ahead and make Kiddush over again, even if he did not have this in mind from the beginning. Can say Shulchan Atzi Shitim, he quotes the words of the Yashayim La'alocha, and that's also by the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Sivkotin Chas. So we said, some say that if you make Kiddush in one place with the intention of eating somewhere else, that's okay, as long as the two places are B'bayis Echad, in one house, like for example, one room to room, or from the attic to the ground floor. Hainu, that is tachas gag echad, meaning beneath the same roof. Ava pisha in Rama Kama, even if he does not see his place. And the Rama said v'chein ikker, which the Bi'al Locha brings on those words. However, leketchila, one should not do this only in the present situation, because the Magen Avraham is machmer leketchila, even from one corner to another corner. And although there we write that it's logical not to be stringent regarding this, as we say, as he says, look at the Sharatzin. However, regarding from one room to another room, for sure, it is appropriate to be concerned initially for the opinion of the Ram that's stringent regarding this. However, if he also sees his place, it would seem that one could be leaning even leketchila if he had that in mind at the time that he made Kiddush. And then Maschim Beis LeSukkah, which he referenced in the Mishnah Berurah, he said, look at Mishnah Berurah. He says, you should know that the Eli Rabbi, the Vilna Goyen, Mamar Motcha, they all mask on the Ramah that's lenient from the house to the Sukkah. And as the Dirshu number 8 brings, that the Echreinim, they ask on the Ramah, because the source of his words is the Mordechai. And the Shittas Mordechai is not to pass from one corner to another corner, only if he had that in mind from in the beginning. Whereas from room to room, it's not effective, even if he had that in mind. According to this opinion, the words of Yerushalmi that from Bayis LeSukkah that you have to have in mind from the beginning is talking about a sukkah that's in the house and the walls of the sukkah not interrupting. In such a situation, from Bayis LeSukkah is considered from one corner to another corner that you have to have that in mind, according to the Shita. But Lalocha, we hold like the opinion of the Paiskim that from one corner to another corner does not need at all das, and only from one room to another room you need to have das. According to this, the Yerushalmi is talking about the situation where the sukkah was beyond the room, and therefore you have to have his das. If that's the case, from Bayis LeSukkah is not considered from Pina Lepina, because the sukkah is found out of the house, and it's like from Cheda Lecheda that you have to have in mind from the beginning. Dogma of Oven to Shabbos, they answer that even if we hold that Yerushalmi is talking about sukkah out of the room, however, we don't find anyone who disagrees in the Sefarat of Mordechai that the sukkah that's in the room is considered from Pina Lepina. So the Bi'al Locha continues, he says, so they hold that the sukkah, since it's made with its own walls, it's considered like Cheder L'Cheder, and you have to go ahead and make Kiddush over again, unless we had this in mind from the beginning. So the Dogma of Oven to Shabbos, and we ask a little bit their question that they ask on him. However, the Baal Derech HaChaim quotes Ladina, the words of Labush, that's lean even more regarding this. And according to Labush, even when the sukkah is made out of the house, which the walls of the house separate between that and the sukkah, you don't have to go ahead and make Kiddush over again, even if you did not have this in mind from the beginning, because Mishtama, since the norm is to go into the sukkah when the rain stops, so therefore, even though he did not stipulate it, it's like he stipulated. Now, if the sukkah was made in the courtyard, which is totally a different house, different structures, obviously in the Chaim over there that he holds, that you would need also, that you could see from the house the place of the sukkah, that's his Mucham in the Prima Garden that brings, and other Chaim, he says, I didn't see anyone that should say like, the words Lavush L'Halacha, and therefore he says that it's good to remove oneself from the stat, and to do it, like he said, like I wrote in the Mishnah Berurah, that he says, if you want to move your place, that you first drink a Revius or a Kazayas over there, then at least you'll have your Kiddush B'mokum. The Mukul Sudan, you would not have to make Kiddush over a second time. Some of the Dirshus. Dirshu number 31. We said that in Mishbur Sivkot Laman Zayin, that the Kabbah of Kiddush is also in Dvar Mahabah Machmasa, so then they're benching exempts it. Now, even in a situation that it was already Yitzhah his Chiev, and he's making Kiddush before the meal, only to mighty others their chiv. Shubhashiv Levi writes, however, it's still considered like a full-fledged kiddush, like things that come because of the Suda, the Berachas Mazal would exempt it. Dish number 32, however, since the Rishonim who disagree if the case of kiddush is considered like Bom Machmas Asuda. So Be'alacha writes in Simukuf Ayin Dalet that it's appropriate not to drink by Kiddush more than Malay Lugmub. So then you're not Chayav Bracha Choyin according to most opinions. And if you drink the whole cup, you should have a mind. Because the Muslim exempt even the drinking the wine of the Kiddush, and then you eat it with the Evid. He adds on that since there are those who say that you have a bracha choyin even by drinking less than Malay Lugmub, so therefore it's appropriate that always a person should have a mind by Berachas HaMazon to exempt the wine of the Kiddush. Now this idea, to have a mind to exempt the wine by Berachas HaMazon, is effective specifically if you made Kiddush on wine, but if you made Kiddush on grape juice. But Yashav holds that this Eitzah does not help, because since the reason that Berachas HaMazon exempts the wine is brought in Shulchan Aruch in Simrish Ches, Sif Yud Zayin, because it satisfies the heart, which is like Berachas HaMazon. But grape juice is not Sayyid Zalay. As our Vazna rules, that drinking grape juice is not exempted with Berachas HaMazon. However, if you mix most of the wine with a little bit of grape juice, Rabbi Yashav rules that the halacha is like wine. Another idea that's brought in his name, that if you have in mind when you're making Kiddush that you want to drink the grape juice also by the meal, and you drink grape juice by the meal, then the Berachas HaMazon will exempt those of the grape juice that you drink by Kiddush, as brought in Mishnah Berurah and Simukuf Ayin Vav, Sefer Katan Beis. However, if Scheinberg is not sure if grape juice is exempted in Berachas HaMazon, because it does not whet the appetite. On the other hand, Nazir Kerelitz holds that grape juice has a halach like wine for all halachas, as we brought in Sif Katan Vav. Dear Shu, number 5, and from the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalad, if someone changes his mind to eat in another room, even though it's in the same house, he has to go make Kiddush over again because he does not have that in mind when he made Kiddush. So he said that, but if a person normally does go, which most people do, that's okay. Dear Shu, number 6, you have to be able to see the place that you make Kiddush, even if it's through a window. Now, how to qualify Mokum Shekiddush? So Ksersha Shulchan writes regarding the halach of Hefsek Suda, when the person goes in the middle of his meal to another place, that he has to go back to his first place so they can bench, the place of the Suda is considered all the Dalai Lamas that he ate, and it's effective even if he only sees some of the place. However, Shlomo Zalman holds that regarding Mokum Shekiddush, you don't have to see the place that you make Kiddush himself, even if he only sees some of the room where the Kiddush was made is also effective. And that's the opinion of Zacharelitz. And he explains the reason is that since Allah is permitted to change your place from one corner to another corner, if that's the case, the whole room is considered the Mokum Shekiddush, and that permits even a place that you see from there, some of the room. And you don't have to see the place of the Kiddush itself. Dish number 7, we said even through a window. Now this visual, this seeing, the Das Torah is not sure if you have to see the place of the Kiddush actively, or it's enough that you could see it. Shlomo Zalman rules that if you're standing by the window, that you could see through it the room where you made Kiddush. However, because since his back is towards the window, he doesn't see it, that's considered like you could see it. Now, if you could see the place only through an opening, and the opening is closed, Rabbi Halacha writes in Sivukov Ayin Ches regarding interruption during a meal, that if you're standing out of the house and the doorway is closed, that's not considered as seeing your place. And the Nisgrel is inclined that the same thing is over here, that when the door is closed, that would be the only way possible to see from room to room, that would have the same problem. Dish number 9, we said if it's all beneath the same roof, which are Masid B'chein Iker, that's also okay. Now, if the roof extends beyond the house, if it's made from some type of like a cloth or canvas, but Yashav holds that if there's no interruption of 3 tefachim from the house to this awning, that's not considered shinim makom. They're kind of going out to the porch that's not on ground level, that there's no other way to get outside from that porch aside from the house. Shlomo Zalman holds that even if it's not roofed, that's not considered shinim makom because it's considered part of the house. On the other hand, the opinion of Yashav is that it's not roofed, it's not considered as a room of the rooms of the house. His opinion is also brought that one has to be careful not to go out even to a roofed porch. Dish number 10, a place where there's no roof, but the area is surrounded with walls, for example, let's say one corner to another corner in a courtyard, and it does not say the place where we made Kiddush, so in Kofa and Ches, Mishra writes regarding Shina Mokum, regarding Chiv Bracha, that the place that's surrounded with walls has a look like one place. And you don't have to think on whatever you want to eat. Rather, you say that's logical that was his intention. However, if it's not surrounded with walls, then has halacha like from room to room, that you have to have your thought when you're making bracha on whatever you want to eat, and if you do not think, it's not effective, even if you could see the first tree. Now, if in that same room there's a corner that one has to be careful not to eat in it, for example, let's say on the sofa or something like that, Shlomo Zalman holds that that's considered from corner to corner in that room, because since if a person needed room to eat, they would eat over there, and they're not so makpid regarding that. Now, if the second room belongs to someone else, Shlomo Zalman holds that's considered like a different house, and because he doesn't have permission to eat over there. He adds on that even if his friend gives him permission to use that room, but he's not sure, maybe it's considered like a different house. Now, if a person went out to the the stairwell that's shared in the apartment, but it's beneath the same roof. B'yashav holds regarding shinim okum for chiv bracha, that if you go out to a place that's near the opening and it's designated for his own utility, that's not considered shinim okum. But if he goes out to a place that's not designated for him, but it's everyone shares that same area, that is considered shinim okum. From Zaman holds that even going out to the shared area is not considered shinim okum, and that's been in Skarelitz, and that the stairwell is considered like from room to room. And so look what in Sim Kavayin Ches, Siv Kotten Yud Beis. There's number 11. So he said that even in a different room in the same house,